Welcome to Let's Talk About Life, a podcast brought to you by LifePath. Donation can be a complicated subject, but it is really all about life. Spend a few minutes as we unravel the complexities of donation. Let's talk about life.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk About Life. I'm Colleen Gerber, and you're listening to episode 148. We have a super special episode today. We feature not only audio, but a video version of today's episode. I'm turning over the hosting duty to my esteemed colleague, Edmund Wilson III, who is out in our neighborhoods talking about organ, eye, and tissue donation. Take it away, Edmund.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Let's Talk About Life with LifeBank. I am here in the city of Warrenville Heights at Rival Barber Lounge with my sons and my friend and my brother, Aaron Turpin, the owner and best barber in the city of Cleveland. And so we just glad to be here, have an open conversation about the importance of organ, eye, and tissue donation, and really to educate, hopefully, you, our listeners and our viewers, about some of the truths about donation and encourage everyone to make donation a discussion with their loved ones, with their family and friends and coworkers. And so I have with me today one of our brothers in the greatest fraternity in the world, the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, our brother
Michael
Fordham, and really appreciate you, brother Fordham, for spending some time with us today. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I appreciate your invitation to allow me to come and discuss this very dear subject to me and really to a lot of us. So I'm here to support and do whatever you need me to do.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. So let's jump right in.
Okay.
So you are a transplant recipient. And so can you share a little bit about your story?
Yes. I received a kidney transplant on Saturday, August the 19th, 2023, at Cleveland Clinic. And I was placed on a transplant list in January of 2023. I was at about 17% of kidney function. Oh, wow. I got several what they call standby calls over the summer as a second recipient of one kidney. And if the person who was ahead of me didn't want it, I would get it. And so I went through about four of those over the summer. In fact, one day I slept in the garage of the clinic waiting to be called because it was a long process. I missed a day of work, but all in all, I wasn't called that day. But on the 18th of August, I was called and they said, Michael, we have a kidney for you. And I said, okay, is this another standby or is this the real deal? And the nurse said, this is your kidney. So my response was, jokingly, always the bridesmaid, but never the bride. And we both chuckled and laughed. I went back to work. Speaking of the fraternity, I serve as a chaplain for the fraternity in Cleveland. They don't make a chaplain. So I was just finishing that day an Omega Memorial Service at a local funeral home. And I was getting in my car to return to work because it was during my lunch break that we had this service. And when I got off work, I hadn't heard anything from the clinic, and so I began my Friday routine. I ran a few errands, and at 8 o'clock, I was in the midst of purchasing a new phone from a phone store. And they put the SIMS card in the new phone, and the first call that came on the new phone was Cleveland Clinic,
telling me,
and this is at 8 o'clock in the evening, telling me I need to be at the clinic in 1 hour.
Wow.
So, of course, I had my celebration in the AT&T store. I told the salesman to put that SIMS card back in the old phone, and I'll see you when I see you.
Wow.
I purchased the phone, and I got to the clinic. And they admitted me at about 9:07. I've been on a blood thinner, so they had to get the Coumadin out of my system, mm-hmm. and it took 12 hours to do it, and I got transplanted the very next morning at 9 a.m., Saturday the 19th.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that's the awesome part of the story, and then I was there for 48 hours. Came in on Saturday at 9 and left out on Monday at 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what I did on Sunday, I said, do I have to lay in the bed? And they said, no. You feel like sitting up? I said, yes. So I sat up in a chair and I said, do you mind if I walk? And the nurse said, you can walk. So I used my IV pole as a rollator. Mm-hmm. And I just pushed myself with that. And about 2 hours later, they came in. They told me, Mr. Fordham is going to be discharged tomorrow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And I said, I never should have got out of the bed. But they discharged me. They discharged me on that Monday at 9 p.m., and that was 48 hours. And everything has been great since.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. In comparison, you know, after your transplant, how did you feel versus prior to, like health-wise?
Health-wise, I was fine, actually. You know, I walked 2 miles 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. I did have some discomfort in the area of the old kidneys. I noticed that I had that, I began to get a metallic taste in my mouth where I had to douse my food with hot sauce so I didn't taste the metallic, whatever it was going on. But health-wise, I was pretty good. I knew that I needed a kidney because I was getting shortness of breath. My vital signs were pretty much not so much off the chart, but they were in question. Mm. And so all of these things they told me at the clinic, I'll begin to experience as my kidney function lessens.
Mm. Yep. Okay. So once you got word that you were in need of a kidney and you know, you got the call that you know was about to happen, what was one of the biggest things that you were looking forward to after that would kind of come out of it?
Well, after I got the call and I got the kidney, I was just so thankful.
Yeah.
Because I have a son and a daughter, and I have 4 granddaughters. And that's what I was looking forward to, being part of their life.
Yeah.
And spending time with them, FaceTiming them, ages 14, 12, 8, and 3 years old. So I say to people, I have 4 graduations to attend, and the youngest student is 3 years old. So I'm just hoping.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping. But, I'm so glad I got the transplant. If I could just digress for 1 second, this story really started with me back in 1997 when my second oldest brother, we called him by his nickname, his name is Didi, his name is Calvin, and we called him Didi growing up. And Didi was born with 1 kidney.
Oh, wow, okay.
And unfortunately, Didi passed away at 44 years old on dialysis. And then back in 2000, my oldest brother had a stroke. And his name was Hershey. He was our oldest brother. We're about, I think we're like 5 years apart. And Hershey had a stroke, ended up with kidney failure, ended up on dialysis, and he passed away on dialysis. And so I knew when I found out in 2016, my first nephrologist told me that within the next 4 or 5 years, you're going to need dialysis and or kidney transplant.
Wow.
And I just knew I didn't want to go on dialysis. Because my brother shared with me, for lack of better words, the trauma that they experienced on dialysis.
Yeah.
And shared that with me. And I just knew I didn't want to go on dialysis. And so my current nephrologist told me that if you don't get it done, it's going to be difficult. It's going to have to go into my chest or my neck. And so I went in and I had to
just to put it in. But it didn't work. My veins never accepted it. And then that was in March of 2023. And by August, I had a kidney. So I just wanted to thank you for letting me share that.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. So, you know, we've all heard the stories about, you know, rumors about organ donations, African-American culture. Right now, there are roughly about 28,000 African-Americans on the waiting list, currently waiting for a life-saving transplant. You know, we know there's like a little over 12% African-Americans make up 12% of the U.S. population.
Right.
For our culture, historically, you know, there's been a lot of medical mistrust, feel that COVID, you know, a lot of people feel that COVID kind of rolled back the hand of time regarding that. In your opinion, what do you think still contributes to, you know, that medical mistrust today?
Mainly because of, and very specifically, because of the healthcare disparities in the African American community. I mean, it's no mystery.
Yeah.
That's what contributes to it, in my opinion. And we can go back as far as Brother Charles Drew, when he went to the hospital and couldn't get treated, and he ended up passing away. So it seems like when it comes to our community, we can't get what we need. We can't get what we need as far as our health care. We can't get what we need as far as sustainability with regards to proper food, all the things we want, we cannot get. And it's unfortunate, but it's just the healthcare disparities. And that's why I appreciate folks who have the men's health fair and other activities for us to go and get information on. But it's just the fact that we're just left out of the system in terms of our healthcare. Yeah. And another thing that contributed to us is we are what we eat.
Yeah.
What we put on our system, in our bodies, is a direct result. What's going on with us? You know, I my own little model is, you know, I eat to live. I don't live to eat.
Right.
There was a time I would, okay, but today we have to change our habits. We have to change. One of the things I did is I began a plant-based diet more recently. You know, since I want to say Holy Week of 2023.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty much a plant-based diet. That's what I'm working on, and not a vegan, but right. You know, just a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, thank you for sharing that. You know, so, you know, when we talk about organ donation, you know, especially in the African American community, one of the biggest things that we hear is that, you know, I'm afraid to be an organ donor or to register to be an organ donor because if the doctors know that I'm on the registry, then something were to happen and I were in an emergency situation, they wouldn't work to save my life. That's one of the biggest, you know, perceptions.
Right.
What do you think we could do to help possibly change that perception?
Well, I'm an organ donor, and I believe that we have to I believe that doctors will try to save us. But we can save so many other lives by donating our organs versus allowing them to not be donated. Yet. The truth needs to be clearly explained to all of us, both in our community and other communities, that this is to save another life. This will help save. Organ donation will help save another life. But yeah, it is a perception that, you know, you're not working to the fullest extent of the medical profession. But doctors took a Hippocratic oath.
Yeah.
You know, it's incumbent upon them to work and do what they need to do until they have to tell us that they can't do anymore.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, brother, I'm gonna tell you something, as you know, we have a higher power. Okay? We have the ultimate physician. And he determines life and death, not the doctor in the emergency room or the operating room.
Yeah, I thank you really for sharing that. I really thank you for sharing that. So do you know anything about your donor?
Yeah, I believe he's like 49 years old.
I believe he was a big guy, and I'll tell you why in a second. And from what I understand, it was a motorcycle accident. I've been walking, and I was walking really since they kind of like said, okay, you can walk because walking is the best thing for you. And I was telling my coordinator, I said, I've been walking, but and I'm losing weight, and I feel my muscle mass coming back, but I can't lose my stomach. I'm not losing anything in my stomach.
Yeah.
And she said, well, did you get a chance to look at your kidney? And I said, I did. Dr. Lee told me to look over to my left before I went into surgery to see my kidney, and I saw it. And she said, well, we put a large kidney in there.
Okay.
And so I don't know if it's going to go back to where it was,
right.
Your stomach. I said, okay. So you gave me a XL when I could have used the medium. So she said, but I told her, right, I said, guess funny. What? I'm not exchanging it.
Right.
And I'm not returning it.
It's there now.
It's there. And it's working fine.
Right. That's
and it's working fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. So if he were here or if he had the opportunity to watch this recording, what would you say? What would you say?
I would say to the donor that I am sad about you. Passing, and I would say to his family that I thank God for you all donating his organ, and I got a kidney, and I will never forget this in my life. I will always remember this this gift, this favor that God showed on me to give me a kidney without having to go through dialysis, and he gave me the kidney within 10 months. So I just count all joy. This Friday, I meet with my coordinator before I believe I'll go to about every 6 month visits. So this will be the opportunity now to send that letter to the donor's family.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Well, Brother Fordham, again, I greatly appreciate you taking the time and sharing with us your story and you know, how your thoughts on what it is that we can do, you know, to possibly change the perception of many minds, you know, regarding organ donation. And so it's my hope that this recording today, you spending time with us today, will be sort of a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
We are hopeful that those of our listeners and viewers will go to lifebank.org. And that's lifebank, BANC.org, to sign up to join the Ohio Donor Registry to be an organ donor. Say yes to help us save lives. And so you can do so also at your local BMV. And just talk to your family about your wishes. And we're hopeful that the conversation will continue to go and spread to family, loved ones, friends, co-workers, neighbors, or anybody that we encounter. So thank you all for joining us on this special edition. I'm Edmund Wilson, filling in for my workplace bestie, Colleen Gerber. And thank you again. Thank you, Aaron, for opening up your shop. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk About Life. If you have questions about today's podcast, reach out to us at info@lifebank.org. Take a few minutes to do something heroic and register to be an organ donor by saying yes at lifebank.org. Literally, someone's life is depending on it.